Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas crime-fighting program is working. A new hotel in the Fort Worth Stockyards, and Texas is among the worst for child care. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. 2 years ago, Dallas Police started its Hotspots program, and according to new statistics, the crime-fighting program is working. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Certain Dallas areas where crime was happening most have been targeted under their Hotspots program, and Chief Eddie Garcia says 2 years later, it's not only working, but it's continuing to lower violent crime year after year.
Murder, we're down almost 27%, 21 less victims of murder compared to last year at this time.
Those are the latest stats for the first 3 months of the year. Violent crimes like murder, robbery, and aggravated assaults are trending downward. Aggravated assaults are the most common violent crime, but crime tends to increase during the summer months, and Garcia says the summer safety program will be key to fighting against that trend. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For 3 months, investigators have been working on the cause of that massive hotel explosion in downtown Fort Worth, and the fire chief says they're getting close to a conclusion. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the update.
7th and Houston.
7th and Houston, the location of the downtown Fort Worth Sandman Signature Hotel.
Yo, there's a big explosion here at the Sandman Hotel.
An explosion?
Yeah, something exploded.
More than 20 people were hurt when that explosion blew out the front of the first floor, also causing significant damage to the basement. Yesterday, Fire Chief Jim Davis spoke to the Fort Worth Chamber, saying, in the not-too-distant future, as he put it, investigators will agree on what he calls a defined cause.
While I'm not ready to actually talk about that, I believe that it will bring peace to the community, that it is not something that routinely would occur and that you have to be worried about.
Early on, the question was whether a gas leak caused the incident. That's not been ruled out, but other causes are part of the investigation. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Defense attorneys for former Richardson doctor Reynaldo Ortiz continue calling witnesses in his IV bag tampering trial. KRLD's LP Phillips is covering.
It has been the position of the defense that the government's case is built on circumstantial evidence where the dots never connect. And that is where lawyers for Ortiz are expected to make their stand. That yes, there is video of Ortiz handling IV bags and putting them in a warmer used by other doctors. And there is security camera video showing Ortiz handling syringes. But they say he has never seen injecting poison into the IV bags, as the government charges. And through cross-examination, defense lawyers have already laid the groundwork for their contention that there's nothing unusual about an anesthesiologist handling either syringes or IV bags. The final witness for the government examined 5 unusual cardiac cases during routine procedures where Ortiz worked and said in each case, the victims began experiencing life-threatening issues as soon as they got new IV bags. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's word that Texas A&M is considering bringing back Bonfire.
25 years after the 1999 Bonfire collapse that killed 12 people, the Texas Tribune obtained a letter from one of the newest members of the A&M System's Board of Regents. John Bellinger of San Antonio wrote to families of the Bonfire victims asking for input on the possibility of resuming the Bonfire with oversight from A&M's administration. Bellinger is also a member of a committee formed by new A&M President Mark Welsh after the University of Texas became a member of the Southeastern Conference. Welsh's chief of staff, Susan Balabina, released a statement after the Tribune article stating that recommendations from what's been nicknamed the Rivalry Committee will go to the president in May. Then Welsh will share his decisions and ideas that will be implemented. In the 24-hour news center, Bill Oliver, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As the controversial Texas immigration law winds its way through the courts, Governor Abbott says the National Guard is still putting in work to secure the border. We get more from KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Governor Greg Abbott tweeted pictures of Texas National Guard soldiers setting up razor wire each of the past 2 days, writing, "Illegal crossings continue to decrease in Texas because of the border barriers and resistance we have built." He says the Biden administration refuses to enforce federal immigration law. The White House has said Abbott has shown he's not interested in solutions and only wants to politicize the border. The Texas immigration law is still on hold, awaiting a ruling by an appeals court. But numbers from Customs and Border Protection show encounters across the Southwest increased 8% in February from the year before. But they actually dropped at least 20% at each of the five regions in Texas. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Houston company wins federal approval to build a new deepwater oil export terminal in the Gulf of Mexico. KRLD's Stephen Pickering reports.
Enterprise Product Partners has been trying for years to get a permit to build the Seaport Oil Terminal off the coast of Freeport. Environmental groups sued to block the project, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed their arguments last week, and the U.S. Department of Transportation has just granted a license to the company. The port will transfer crude oil from pipelines into supertankers. It would be the largest oil export terminal in the U.S. Federal regulators granted approval after determining that the port would benefit employment, economic growth, and U.S. energy infrastructure resilience and security. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas just found itself near the bottom of a pretty concerning list. In a study from Wallet Hub, the Lone Star State ranked third worst among all 50 states in Washington, D.C., for child health care, topping just Mississippi and Wyoming overall. Texas ranked 23rd in infant mortality rates, 21st in percentage of overweight kids, 48th in percentage of child obesity rates, 49th in children's dental health, and dead last in the percentage of uninsured children, as well as children with unaffordable medical bills. The Fort Worth City Council unanimously approves a zoning change in the Stockyards that will clear the way for a new Hampton Inn and Suites. Councilman Carlos Flores, whose district includes the Stockyards, says the four-story hotel will go up on North Main Street just south of Northwest 29th Street and will offer tourists a quality hotel at an affordable price.
We can't all afford Rover prices. It's a lovely hotel, but when you have families that come and visit Fort Worth, whether they're going to the Stockyards or elsewhere, they need a place to stay.
A few people who live nearby spoke out against the hotel, saying it will only add to traffic congestion and crime. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.